Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and from France we hear from Father Jean-Jacques Parennes, a Dominican friar whose main ministry has been doing interreligious dialogue with Islam and justice work for the order. He now lives in Lille at the novitiate house of the province of France. His preaching today is entitled, Do This in Memory of Me.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, Who do people say that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. He asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answered him, You are the Messiah. And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. This is the gospel of the Lord. If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. End of quote. Our Dominican community here in France had the joy 3 weeks ago of welcoming 8 young men who choose to give their lives to Christ in the footsteps of Dominic, and it filled us with joy. But many of people imagine would find it rather unhealthy that the primary motive for the decision would be to lose their lives, even if it is for the sake of Christ. We don't like the cross. Suffering frightens us, and seeking it for its own sake might seem suspicious, even unhealthy. To want to be happy, to desire a fulfilled life, is legitimate. It is even a sign of psychological health. When I was a young brother, some friends asked me to be the godfather to their daughter. When these friends introduced me to the old priest of the small parish in France, where the baptism was being celebrated, the priest said, Dominican, oh, sacrifice, sacrifice. At the time, I said to myself, here is another priest who had a Jansenist education, which makes him unable of understanding that I'm looking for, first of all, it is to be happy by becoming a religious. And I have been very happy, I must say, in my life. We don't like the cross. Yes, yet it is at the heart of our faith, not only in our churches. Remember, Paul said to the Corinthians, When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the testimony of God to you with superior speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. We don't like the cross, but it is at the heart of the Christian mystery. Each year in September, we celebrate the Feast of the Glorious Cross. So how do we reconcile this with the legitimate desire for happiness that lies at the heart of each of us and every one of us? Throughout the summer, the Sunday readings helped us this year to better understand what those who want to be disciples of Jesus are called to. When he sends the 12 on mission, Jesus doesn't hide the difficulty. "I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Go with poor means, no spare tunic and no money in your belt. Wherever you go, say peace to this house." Believe me, brothers and sisters, having just returned from 8 years in Jerusalem and Gaza, it is hard to proclaim peace. After their first mission, Jesus tries to take stock with them by taking them aside. But the hungry crowd catches up with them, so Jesus starts by feeding the bodies. It is the multiplication of bread. But he didn't come first to fill their stomachs. He wanted to offer them food that would satisfy them forever. In the discourse of the bread of life, what he offers them is not a magic potion. It is a secret repeated in today's gospel. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. This is a secret that Jesus gives to those who want to follow him, the 12, but also to us if we want to be disciples. It is a gift of self that gives joy. This theme is taken up again at the Last Supper. "This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you." And Jesus adds, "Do this in memory of me." This given up for, this poured out for, we must do it in our turn if we want to be disciples of Jesus, for he invites us to do so. "Do this in memory of me." To do this, let us not look for heroic means. Few of us are called to shed our blood. As for artificial mortifications, they risk serving above all to flatter our self-image. It's life itself that gives us the opportunity to give of ourselves, out of love, in the footsteps of Jesus. This gift can be expressed in many ways. As parents, you know that what it takes to welcome and raise children, and then to accompany them on the path of life. There are many joys along the way, but there are also sleepless nights and weepy days. How can we fail to think of the treasure of love that must be deployed in an elderly couple when one must accompany the other to the end of his or her life in fragility, with sometimes even the impossibility of communicating and telling each other that you still love each other? Yes, staying present then requires a lot of love. Do this in memory of me. Living our lives, our joys, and our trials in memory of him, following in the footsteps of the one who showed us the way to give ourselves out of love, to give life, changes everything. Many years ago, visiting our Dominican brothers in Vietnam, one of them came to tell how much he suffered when he was put in jail by the communist regime. But he added, "If I hadn't had to go through this test, I don't think I would have remained faithful to my vocation." So, brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid to let the Lord test our commitment. It is because it's a price that he gives us life in abundance and therefore joy. Amen.